This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is a brand new help wanted sign up at the World Bank. Jim Yong Kim, who became president of the World Bank back in 2012, announced yesterday he is stepping down at the end of the month, 3 years before his term is set to expire, so it was kind of a surprise. The World Bank is traditionally led by an American. The International Monetary Fund goes to the Europeans. Currently, it's Christine Lagarde of France. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains how that convention came to be, whether it's going to hold this time, and just why it matters.
Both the World Bank and the IMF were created after the Second World War. The World Bank does, well, lots of things, but primarily it lends to poor and middle-income countries, often for development projects in healthcare or infrastructure, things like that. The IMF also lends to countries, but when they're in crisis. It's sometimes called the lender of last resort. Jacob Kierkegaard is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says the fact that the U.S. leads one, Europeans the other.
It is essentially a function of what the world looked like when the IMF and the World Bank were set up in the years after World War II. The world looks obviously very different.
This is the moment where change might happen.
Meg Lunsager, currently at the Wilson Center, formerly at the IMF, says no matter who heads these organizations, the U.S. is still going to be very influential. But there's a push for other countries to have a turn at the helm.
So in part, it's up to the administration. If they want to hang on to this role, they need to nominate a really terrific person that would garner support broadly around the world.
In Africa, Asia, and Latin America, as well as in places like Europe, Japan, and Canada. Tom Boyke with the Council on Foreign Relations.
There's competition for the bank. China relatively recently started an infrastructure bank. Private capital is playing a larger role. The bank is in a crowded space now, so it does have a need to continue to reinvent itself so that it's relevant and useful in this changed environment.
He says for the bank to be effective, the next leader will have to secure a broad global base of support. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.